There was a rich man, he lived in England. He had but one, a lonely son, and he could never be contented till he took a voyage up on the sea. He sailed east and he sailed west. He sailed all round the old Turk shore, and there he took and put in prison, where he could neither see nor hear. This old Turk had but one lone daughter. She was beautifully fair. She sold the keys of her father's prison, and she vowed, "Lord, Bateman, I'll set you free. Have you land and have you living? Have you a castle of the highest degree? And what would you give to a fair young lady out of prison and set you free? I have land and I have living. I have a castle of the highest degree. All this I'd give to a fair young lady out of prison and set me free." She took him down to her father's parlor, and she treated him with the wine so strong, and every glass that she gave to him, crying, "Lord, Bateman, if thou art mine." She put him down on horse and saddle, and she took him down by the side of the sea. She paid his price with gold and silver, crying, "Lord, Bateman, I'll set you free." 7 long years I'll wait with patience, 7 long years and one day more, and then my love, if you're not over, some other girl I will adore. The 7 long years had passed and better, and the eighth was drawing near, when she gathered up her richest clothing, and she vowed, "Lord, Bateman, I'll go see." She sailed east and she sailed straight. She sailed up to Lord Bateman's gate, and out stepped the proud young porter. He was beautiful to her view. "Oh, oh, is this Lord Bateman's gate, sir? Oh, is this his gate?" said she. "Yes, this is Lord Bateman's gate, ma'am, and he's brought in a new bride today. Go ask him for an ounce of his bread, sir, and for a bottle of his wine so strong, and ask him if he can remember the girl that freed him from the prison ball." He scattered his gold all over the table, and every leaf he burst in three. "I'll bet you my land, I'll bet you my living, that Susan Payne has crossed the sea. Susan Payne, you're worth 10,000. Susan Payne, you're great to me.